This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
Thank you for tuning in. We are doing part two of our Excellence in Partnership Awards program today. You may recall that we had Paul Weiss, our Industry Lifetime Achievement Award winner, talking about the industry award part of the EIPs. This week, I'm pleased to have in the studio with me John Jordan. John is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and we're going to be talking to John this half hour about the GSA and GSA Customer Agency Award winners who were recently bestowed the Excellence in Partnership Awards at a dinner we held at the McLean Hilton Hotel. Before I introduce John, though, I want to remind you, our loyal listeners, that we always welcome your feedback here. So if you have a suggestion for a show topic, something you'd like to run by your humble host, maybe a question for John today, please shoot us a line here at the station. You can reach us at offtheshelf at federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf at federalnewsradio.com. As I mentioned today, John Jordan, my guest. John is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, comes to that position after serving for many years as the Chief Financial Officer. John, one of the many benefits of being CFO that doesn't come with your current job is that you now have to get in front of a microphone. So, John Jordan, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thank you very much, Larry. It's my pleasure to be here. I also want to recognize the fact that you are leaving the coalition after many years of loyal service, and that it is going to be a disappointment that we won't be able to continue to work with you in the same relationship.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, that for those of you who don't know, you probably heard it here on Federal News, I am leaving the coalition in a little while. But I'm not leaving the wonderful world of government procurement, and I would never dream of leaving the airwaves, at least not until the airwaves dream of leaving me. But, John, let's talk a little bit about the EIP award winners. You've had a chance to look at the nomination forms for GSA and customer agency winners, and I want to ask you a little bit about what are some of the common traits that pop out at you about these award winners, and what do these traits tell you about the difference between maybe the general public's perception of government procurement and some of the good things that are happening in this arena?
Well, Larry, across the board, the awardees for 2010 were and continue to be successful because they focused on being collaborative, having customer-focused attitudes and general excellence in their acquisition work. These are the same values that GSA is focusing on under Administrator Johnson and Commissioner Steve Kempf, and it is encouraging to see how successful these teams and individuals are in their work. Personally, I see these traits more and more across GSA and all of the programs through all of our regional offices and PBS and the central office. However, despite the reality of the situation, it's a shame that the general public doesn't know about or understand a lot of the excellent work going on behind the scenes. All of the awardees in the Excellence in Partnership Awards exhibited traits that we value at GSA. We have a nimble and responsive workforce who are tackling issues head-on and creating innovative solutions that are more cost-effective, more efficient, and better for the government and the taxpayer.
So you've got some good common traits to these things, to the awards, and things that you're talking about. When we're talking about collaboration, we're not just talking about government-to-government collaboration, are we, John? I mean, we're talking about really all parts of the business triangle coming together, government, GSA, and the contractor supplier base that all are kind of working on some level towards a common mission, right?
Yes. The thing is our collaboration, and I just recently came back from a meeting with PBS called Western Regional Conference, where the focus was on collaboration. Earlier in last week, I was down at Camp Lejeune, at the Marine Corps base, where we have developed a 4PL solution that essentially has brought together the Marine Corps, who is our customer, the private vendors, Office Depot and MSC, and ourselves to provide a solution that essentially reduces the cost and improves the provision of supplies for the Marine Corps. So we are working not only with NGSA on collaborative efforts, but we're working both with our vendors and our customers to essentially come up with more effective and efficient solutions for our customers.
And that's really what the Excellence in Partnership Awards is all about. The P stands for partnership. Excellence, definitely, from all across GSA's many diverse lines, and IT, professional services, even the public building service this year gets a nod for some of the things that they've been doing to promote partnership across the GSA business lines. John, what are some of the steps that your service, the Federal Acquisition Service, is taking to promote acquisition innovations in its own programs?
We have truly ability to make a difference in how the government works, and the acquisition challenges we face become opportunities to innovate and find ways to work smarter with an eye towards sustainability. Just recently, I visited that base in North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, where the Marine Corps Station's solutions that is receiving an award for innovative acquisition is a great example how we are really looking at how we do business through the eyes of our customers and making it easy, affordable, and efficient as possible to do business with the GSA. Paul Martin, another award recipient, is a contracting officer working on Alliant in the GWAC Center West, is also doing some innovative things to develop added value for Alliant to benefit both customers and industry partners. In the coming year, our customers and our industry partners will see FAS moving and using new and innovative acquisition solutions that will both enhance the acquisition workforce's capacity to do their job and solutions that will make it easier for customers and industry partners to do business with GSA, such as electronic contracting, strategic sourcing, and more emphasis on sustainability in acquisition and greening the supply chain.
Well, I know that, for example, you've talked now twice about sustainability and greening the supply chain. This is a major initiative, not just of the Federal Acquisition Service, but of GSA Administrator Martha Johnson. Sustainability, a big part of what GSA is doing, and it's something that has really caught the eye of the supplier base inside GSA. In fact, the coalition's recent fall conference featured, for the second year in a row, a half a day dedicated to sustainability in government acquisition, and then there were quite a few topics that were covered, quite a few areas that wouldn't normally come to the forefront of people's minds. Certainly the Energy Star program is a well-known government program that's been around, but we're talking about recycled content. We're also talking about people's carbon footprint. We're talking about energy utilization and conservation throughout the supply chain. We had over 200 people for that part of the day, and it was really kind of interesting to see just how engaged the contractor supplier base is and looking for opportunities to partner with the government, and I think that's the same on the government's part. My guest today is John Jordan. John is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. We're talking to John today about the GSA and GSA Government Partner Award winners from our recent Excellence in Partnership Awards. When we come back, I'm going to talk to John about loyal customers and the important role they play. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Almost 70 years ago, a well-known Connecticut native named Homer Cummings had a dream to start a Washington law firm devoted to working at the intersection of America's business and government. As Attorney General for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was an integral part of the New Deal. In 1956, Gilbert A. Cuneo joined Cummings' firm to begin what was quickly to become the largest and most successful government contract practice in the country, earning him the title the Godfather of Government Contracts. That same firm, McKenna, Long & Aldridge, today is recognized by Chambers USA as a Tier 1 government contract law firm, continuing its preeminence in the field through its offices in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Denver, and San Diego. With the oldest and largest government contracts practice in the United States, McKenna, Long & Aldridge still operates at the intersection of business and government. They produce solutions by working with their clients on creative and flexible strategies that ensure success. Their attorneys and professionals include former members of government, Congress, and its committees, so they know how Congress thinks and they understand how Washington works. There is no aspect of government contracts with which they are not familiar. In this uncertain economic climate, clients trust them to deliver solutions at costs that represent real value. From one new deal to another, they have remained at the forefront of government contracting. McKenna, Long & Aldrich, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday morning at this exact time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I want to recommend to you the Coalition's website. If you want to check out the things we're talking about this half hour, our recent Excellence Partnership Awards, you can see photographs and read the biographies of some of the award winners. Everything you need to know is at thecgp.org. That's thecgp.org. All kinds of information, probably more than you ever needed to know about government acquisition, but it's right there with good news stories about government procurement. My guest today is John Jordan. John, the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and we're talking to John this half hour about the GSA and Customer Agency Award winners at the recent Excellence in Partnership Awards, the awards dinner that recognizes the individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to the success of GSA's procurement programs over the past year. John, as we went into that first break, I teased our listeners a little bit with a discussion about loyal users and the important part that particularly customers who have been with you over time play in helping make your programs a success. And this year's Loyal Customer Award went to the Department of Justice's National Consolidation Team. This really shows that GSA's programs support a very wide variety of critical government functions. Tell our listeners a little bit about how DOJ's work merited them an award, and it also speaks, I think, to partnership as well. Maybe you could comment on that.
Larry, this is really a great collaboration story, and I think it's a good model of how GSA can provide complete and comprehensive services when we engage our customers and really understand their goals. The Department of Justice is consolidating FBI field offices located across the nation. We've already completed 6 buildings, and in the end, it will total 35 new construction projects over a 10-year span. For GSA so far, this has been a seamless collaborative project between the FBI, GSA, and PBS, providing a turnkey solution for our customer occupancy in each new location. The FBI has embraced the FAS programs and PBS participation and our corporate partners. Starting with IT services and products, to furniture and furnishings through the IWAC and move management services under Schedule 48. The GSA team integrated the design and furniture requirements early in the process, so things such as the electrical grid and floor load can be addressed before the concrete's poured. This is the sort of collaboration that makes it easier for GSA to meet the FBI's goals and create a smooth delivery and happy, loyal customer. With professionalism and on-time installations, FAS industry partners are providing interior solutions valued at well over $40 million, and the FBI team has demonstrated steadfast loyalty over the last 5 years and is already committed to remaining a valued GSA customer for another 5 as we work to complete this project.
So really talks a little bit about things that cut across. There's a little bit of public building service planning, some facility stuff, but it also gets into what the customer is going to do when it moves into the space in terms of utilizing IT as well as the physical space that it's in.
Yes. When we approach a customer, we have to approach a customer as GSA, not as FAS or PBS or OGP. We need to provide that customer a solution and not piecemeal them to death.
When that's a big change in GSA from what it had been over the years, one that we've certainly been promoting in the coalition. So happy to see it bringing about. In fact, John, one of the new awards this year, as I referenced earlier, was the EIP award for the best use of FAS programs in support of the public building service mission. This really is an acknowledgement of the importance of both parts of GSA working together, as we've just been talking about. What's different now about how FAS and PBS are working together? And in your view, what does this mean for customer service?
There are so many opportunities for PBS and FAS to collaborate and to provide customer-focused service and support. The Department of Justice FBI project is a perfect example, but the possibilities are endless. As the first recipient of this award, the PBS Industrial Relations Division is a great example of how GSA can excel when focused on our shared GSA mission to provide innovative solutions for our customers in support of their missions. The Industrial Relations Division is working with FAS to put programs, systems, and teams in place so that GSA's customer interests are best served and the customer benefits from the unique expertise of both organizations with access to a single comprehensive set of offerings. The Industrial Relations team also demonstrates that success is based upon relationships and bringing together our expertise early in the process. By working together, we are able to offer our customers a comprehensive GSA solution to achieve their goals. This is just one example of how the Industrial Relations Division, with program managers and contracting officers across the country, help them understand GSA and to identify any opportunities to increase schedules usage. I'm excited about the impact we can have in the future as we work to better leverage our expertise to help our customers' missions and to provide seamless service to help them achieve their objectives and goals.
Well, in fact, coming together as one GSA really does make it easier for your customers to find you. And it's also an example of the government, in this case the General Services Administration, adopting an industry best practice, one of one face to the customer. You know, when you go into a Walmart or any other large store, you don't have to really search. You don't have to figure it out because it's all right there for you as the customer, and they make it easier to find the things you need. Same thing in this relationship where you have now GSA's two principal parts, PBS and FAS, working together. This whole, you mentioned the support group that's run by Kendra Turner in terms of working with the Federal Acquisition Service. The coalition has its own Public Building Service Committee, one that we've only been operating for a couple of years, which really is an example of how important it is to industry for this to happen, John. That committee has been very dynamic in terms of having the deputy commissioner come and speak. In fact, I joked earlier this year in August, we had some 60 people listening to the deputy public building service commissioner, which is probably the largest Washington gathering that didn't include Steven Strasburg in it. but nevertheless, there's some excitement. It also brings some new suppliers into the GSA supplier base, people who maybe have only dealt with prime contractors before, general contractors in the PBS sense. So it not only is good for the customers, it also helps drive innovative businesses to want to do business more directly with GSA, regardless of what part of the agency, which means that that success that you're driving with the customer really only is enhanced by having new and vibrant offerings to offer on your contracting programs, which is what we're all about. My guest this half hour is John Jordan. John, the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. And we're talking to John this half hour about the award winners for the EIP Awards recently held at the McLean Hilton, the award winners from GSA and GSA customer agencies. When we come back, I want to talk about Lifetime Achievement Award winners from that event. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the Coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the Coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday at this precise time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. As I mentioned, my guest this half hour is John Jordan with GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and we're talking to John about the award winners from the recent Excellence in Partnership Awards Dinner at the McLean Hilton. These are the awards that recognize the individuals and organizations that have made GSA's procurement programs a success. And we're up now to talking about the Lifetime Achievement Award winners from GSA and GSA's customer agency. John, just like lifetime customers, lifetime clients and individual achievements are worthy of recognition as well. And this year, Mike Canales of the DOD's Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy Arm received the Lifetime Achievement Award for Customer Agency, and Cheryl Goff of GSA's Greater Southwest Region won for GSA, a nice capstone to a long career for Cheryl. What do their contributions and successes say about the importance of individual achievement to ensure successful government acquisition?
Larry, both Cheryl and Mike, and really all of this year's award winners, provide outstanding examples of how individuals using their talents and skills can have a significant impact on the success of a larger program and the agency as a whole. One of GSA's greatest strengths is our workforce. This is precisely why we are committed to providing our acquisition professionals with continuous training to enhance their skills, challenging them to utilize their experience and talent to create innovative solutions, and perhaps more importantly, empowering them to make smart decisions on behalf of our customers. When individuals strive for excellence in their day-to-day work, the positive results go far beyond a good performance review, a win for GSA, or an EIP award. Their dedication affects how our customer agencies meet their missions and goals, as well as the success of our industry partners.
So you got a lot going on there with those industry partners, and I'm particularly pleased. You know, Cheryl has been with GSA for a very long time and probably will continue to serve, but, you know, it's a good long career with lots of significant contributions. I'm sure she's seen a lot of changes to the agency. And Mike Canales, kind of a fan favorite in the world of GSA acquisition, been a big supporter of DOD use of the schedules program for a number of years. Now, John, at the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about sustainability and the importance of sustainability in government acquisition. In fact, there is a Green Contractor Award for the Excellence in Partnership Awards. It was a very competitive award this year with the dual award winners. All of that information on the Coalition's website, thecgp.org. Talk a little bit more about sustainability, the things that GSA is trying to do with sustainable acquisition, and how that cuts across all of the GSA business lines.
Larry, as you're aware, the president signed Executive Order 13514 last year, which essentially set us upon the goal of essentially greening the supply chain. As well, the administrator last May at the Coalition dinner at our expo in Orlando announced the ZEF goal for GSA. This is set us upon a path of essentially trying to green the supply chain. And we realize that the first step is going to be essentially asking our vendors, where possible, to essentially report their greenhouse gases. We realize that this is a journey that is going to take us some period of time. Just recently, I spoke at the Quality Partnership Council with the Integrated Workplace Acquisition Center in Baltimore. And we know that the IWAC industry partners are a step ahead of industry in general with their essentially environmental efforts. And we essentially are going to be trying to incentivize the behavior in our industry partners as well as our customers to move toward the sustainability goals that the administration has established.
John, obviously sustainable acquisition is a very important part of what's going on at GSA. You referenced, for example, the administrator's remarks down at the GSA Expo this past spring, where she referred to getting the carbon footprint under control and sustainability programs up and running as GSA's equivalent of the moonshot. That certainly drove home for the audience exactly the level of importance with which GSA views this. And I've got some interesting or some very interested customer partners along with helping GSA achieve that moonshot success status. For example, there are just many things that I could talk about on this, but one of the more amusing ones is Coalition attempted. We attempted but did not succeed to have wheatgrass as a centerpiece at the Excellence in Partnership Awards, which led to the interesting spectacle of your humble host, ladies and gentlemen, having no fewer than 30 trays of wheatgrass seed in his office, trying to germinate in time to have a sustainable centerpiece for the EIPs. It was a great idea. Unfortunately, it didn't work. However, all of you all who have invested in Claritin stock will be happy to know that I am keeping your stock price up, because 30 trays of wheatgrass is an awful lot to handle. John, in the time we have left, one or two words about the strategic sourcing part of what GSA is doing. I know that's a big procurement issue. In a nutshell, where are you all trying to go with strategic sourcing?
Larry, in my mind, GSA was created for strategic sourcing back in 1949. We were created to aggregate and leverage the government's buying power. So everything we do, whether it is in buildings or in acquisition, we are empowered to bring together the government's buying power to leverage the best deal for the government. Over the last couple of years, we've had this Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative that is being driven out of OFPP and OMB. And we have embraced that concept and are working very closely with the Strategic Sourcing Working Group and to establish BPAs in certain areas where we feel we can essentially leverage the government's buying power.
In fact, you all have recently embarked upon a office supplies sustainability strategic sourcing initiative, and that's kind of the one that's up and running now, and working on one currently for multifunction devices, printers and copiers to lay people. And it'd be interesting for us to see, and the coalition's been working very closely with GSA on these, what type of approach ends up coming out for that. It may or may not look something like the one for office supplies, but again, just as in the area of sustainability and green procurement, one of the things that is a pleasant surprise even to me is just how willing contractor partners are to work with the agency toward common sense acquisition solutions and really kind of suggesting things that might help the government's acquisition business improve. In fact, John Jordan, GSA's Deputy Commissioner at the Federal Acquisition Service, that's really been our theme this half hour, partnership between industry, government, working to serve the common federal customer. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. Before we sign off, one more congratulations to all of the Excellence in Partnership Award winners that we honored recently at the McLean Hilton. Join us again here next week when we continue our discussions in the annals of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.